The federal government has announced tough new measures overnight aimed at stopping the spread of the coronavirus. From midnight tonight, there'll be a ban on all foreign travel and the nationwide crackdown on social gatherings will be extended. Weddings can still go ahead, but the guest list is limited to 5 and no more than 10 mourners will be able to attend a funeral. Galleries, museums, food courts and beauty salons will all close. And all indoor sporting activities will be restricted. But the Prime Minister is standing firm on the decision to keep schools open, despite more than 2,100 confirmed cases in Australia now being confirmed. Across the world, more than 17,000 people have now died after contracting COVID-19. The UK saw a 20% spike in coronavirus deaths, pushing that country's death toll above 400. The number of deaths in Italy continues to climb. 743 people died there overnight. 743. That brings the nationwide total to almost 7,000. And in Spain, more than 5,000 healthcare workers have been diagnosed with the virus, making up 15% of that country's 40,000 cases. In Madrid, mortuaries are overflowing, forcing authorities to use ice rinks to store the growing list of coffins. The World Health Organization has issued a stark warning to the United States, saying it has the potential to become the next global epicenter of the virus outbreak. The situation in America has accelerated quickly, with more than 46,000 cases and nearly 600 deaths. President Trump has begun shifting his attention to restarting business after the 15-day shutdown, but health experts are warning against easing restrictions too quickly.